back inside. Misses out Ty. Oh, great tackle on the number 14, the Huddersfield Giants. That was a great tackle by, I think it was Elliot Keir. And superb stuff. Huddersfield put it all back. Interception by Savage. He goes 40 metres. He goes 50 metres. He goes 60 metres. He goes 70 metres. He goes 80 metres. He goes 90 metres. He scores a try. Not one player on the Huddersfield side could catch him. Against the odds, the try by the Mercurial Jared Samet. It's the Bulls 4, Huddersfield Giants still, 6 minutes gone on the clock.
Yeah, 22nd try of the season then. Samet, too much toe mark underneath the sticks.
Keir twists and turns. Crabstar running from Elliot Keir. He's got to run straight from me as Elliot Keir, but good pass out to Addy. Addy out to the wing. The try to the Bradford Bulls. Better hands, good classy play. The try to Keith Lulea, the departing Keith Lulea, of course. It's a Bradford Bulls now 10, Huddersfield Giants nil, and we've had 16 minutes gone on the clock.
Keith Lulea with an absolute pearler. Samet once again involved. He saw Huddersfield was stretched over on that right-hand side. Luke George, he come into Danny Addy. Addy then drew Ben Blackmore. The outside pass to Keith Lulea, and Keith Lulea playing left centre. There was Jamie Foster outside him, Mark, so that just shows you how far stretched Huddersfield was.
Yes, they were. Donaldson, beautiful pass from Donaldson. Lulea, he wriggles over, he gets the ball down. Surely that's a try. That was made from a fantastic back pass from Luke Donaldson over on the far side of the ground. Something out of nothing. And Lulea goes in. The class of his Keith Lulea. It's now the Bradford Bulls 16, Huddersfield Giants nil, with 25 minutes gone in this first half.
Yeah, Bradford certainly finding that this Huddersfield Giants right wing defence is susceptible to the sharp, crisp cut-out passing, as we've just seen James Donaldson once again.
Luke Gale to Addy. Addy off one foot, off the other foot, rushing Huddersfield player aside like a piece of paper. Welcome, young men, to the Providence Stadium and the game for the big lads. And that's the Huddersfield Giants going further behind. It's now the Bradford Bulls 22, the Huddersfield Giants still. And you can feel now that Bradford Bulls could score at will, Michael.
Yeah, you think the floodgates have well and truly opened, Mark. That's pretty much 18 points in 10 minutes for Francis Cummins' side. And once again, engineered by Jared Samet, mercurial, enigmatic. There ain't enough superlatives in the dictionary to describe
no,
Jared Samet.
No, he's a character. Adam O'Brien, right to left, flat pass into the corner, running it with ease. Jamie Foster, like an express train, in at the corner. Yes, it's a fantastic try. Went through three pairs of hands, onto the marauding Jamie Foster, into the corner, ran like an express train, right on the top of the Huddersfield, his Huddersfield opponent there. And that's the Bradford Bulls now 28, Huddersfield Giants nil.
Absolutely exquisite play that, and Jamie Foster squeezing in at the corner, his fifth try of the season.
Blindside to Lulea. Lulea, oh, what a fantastic pass from Lulea. Back inside to Samet, 20 metres, 15 metres, 5 metres. A magical piece of footwork from Foster. Fantastic interline from Keith Lulea. Surely, why is this man going to West Tigers? The best centre on display at the moment. Another try to the Bradford Bulls. The Bradford Bulls now 32, Huddersfield Giants nil. Magic down this left-hand flank from Lulea, Foster, and that man, Jared Samet.
Yeah. Try number 23 of the Super League season. Samet's second of the game, and it's only took the Bradford Bulls and Francis Cummins' side 40 seconds to get their account up and running in the second half.
The dummy, the pass, the flat pass out the back door into the fullback. The fullback beats one, the fullback beats two. The fullback's going to score again. That was a great run from Jake Connor, and it was an absolutely abysmal tackle from the Bradford Bulls, and the player that dropped off the tackle, I think for me, was Ben Evans. He just dropped off the tackle there. It's a try to Huddersfield Giants anyway. It's the Bradford Bulls 34, Huddersfield Giants 4. Gale misses out Addy. The angle runner, very, very clever. And I tell you what, I'm not going to tell you who scored the try. Have a guess. That man, Jared Samet. Yes, that man, Jared Samet. Fabulous stuff. It's now the Bradford Bulls 38, Huddersfield Giants 6.
Yeah, good attacking line there by Jared Samet. That's his hat trick. 24 tries now for the season. And just showing how devastating it can be with falling hands.
Foster kicks over the top. And guess what? The magic that is the man, Jared Samet, scores something out of nothing. It was the last tackle, and Jared Samet scores a try. So Bradford Bulls now 44, the Giants nil. The Bradford Bulls now half a metre shy of the line. Blindside it goes. Almost interception there. but the Bradford player caught it on the blind side. Huddersfield player came at him, he turned and spun over, touched the ball down. It's now the Bradford 50, Huddersfield Giants 6.
Take a bow, Nathan Conroy on his debut. Excellent ball distribution from dummy half, and Elliot Keir, he just had nothing but the try line in front of him. One of the easiest tries he's going to score all season.
Lulian is the man. The man that goes to West Tigers leaves with a present. That present is a fantastic try. It's Bradford Bulls now 56, Huddersfield Giants 6.
Keith Lulian almost toying there with the Huddersfield defenders. Took the ball on the 10-metre line. Huge run, an absolutely beautiful crafted angle. Taking the sliding defence of Luke George and Ben Blackmore with him.
Foster lines it up. Foster, well, like a beautiful golf professional. Guess what? He converted that. The final score from here at the Bulls is the Bradford Bulls 58, the Huddersfield Giants 6. Just what the doctor ordered on the last game of the season.